Salaam, welcome to day 5 of course 4, and this is our learning of Quranic mysticism, and we have started with the first surah of the Quran, which is Al-Fatiha. Yesterday I sent you a YouTube clip and also another lesson by a teacher of the Quran about the word Rabb, because we went over the first phrase that appears in the Quran, and that is Alhamdulillah, and the next word that follows it is Rabb. Now Rabb comes from the Arabic root Ra Ba Ba. There are two Ba's, and Rabb is a root which was well explained in the video that I sent you yesterday by the teacher, that it means, it has so many meanings within it, but the principal meaning of Rabb is the sustainer. Rabb is one of the names of the God, that God of the Quran, as we say. But it is a Hebrew word. It is well reported that Rabb appears in the Torah. That Rabb was a term used for the nurturing and the nourishing God in Aramaic language, which is the language in which Torah and Bible were revealed originally. So now we have all scriptures in agreement, from Torah down to Bible, down to Quran, that the term Rabb is a name of the God who has sent the revelation to mankind. Now, Alhamdulillah, the first phrase is a phrase of thanks, of gratitude. Is an expression of love and affection, and actually is the ultimate expression of God consciousness when we say Alhamdulillah, meaning that final regard and that final recognition and appreciation is for Allah. That appreciation and recognition that we gain after we study the creation down to its nitty-gritty. After that, the kind of appreciation and recognition that we achieve is hamd, and that is only and only for Allah. It's only for the divine who has sent down the scripture that we are studying. That is the Quran. So after Alhamdulillah, Allah mentions one of his names, and that is Rabb. And Rabb, I explained to you, if you literally take what does Rabb mean, it means the sustainer. The sustainer, the maintainer, the support, the nurturer, the nourisher. Now, one of the things that I think I would ask is, isn't Allah enough? You know, why do we need a term that is separate from Allah? You know, Allah is enough. Allah is a very big name. So as soon as we say Alhamdulillah, you know, in the next word, the divine is telling us that who is this Allah, whose recognition and whose appreciation you are expressing? Who is this Allah that you are thanking? Who is this divine deity, and who is this you know, creator of the scripture that you are reading? You just said Alhamdulillah. So then Allah gives us an introduction of himself in this word. And this is a very important word, because even before Allah introduced himself to Moses or even Abraham, he introduced himself with the name Rabb. And then he said that, you know, I am your Rabb, who is your Allah. So I am your sustainer. I am your maintainer. I am your nurturer. I am the one who created you when you were nothing but empty space. I created those cells out of that empty space. And then I am going to develop you into a fetus who is going to develop into a baby, who is going to be developed with a lot of protection under the cover of, the belly of the mother, who's going to be nourished and who's going to be nurtured into a beautiful baby. And a baby who is born in a world where hearts are full of love for it, and all those people are going to be sources of nourishment and nurturing and development for this baby, who will then become a fully functioning human. And not only that, that fully functioning human is going to form relationships, is going to function, is going to have a role in this world, and then ultimately is going to meet that exit door where, he or she is going to exit this existence and is going to meet that sustainer. Up until that point, and even after that point, the final meeting, and then the result, the announcement of the result, and the karma, the good and bad coming back, all of these matters are being overseen by the all-seeing and the all-hearing Rabb, who is the source of sustenance, who is controlling the weather, the water cycle, the elements of nature, everything, down not to only to the cellular level, down to the atomic level, and down beyond that to the subatomic level, who has full control. This is the Rabb. By saying this word, by telling us that He is the Rabb, our Allah is actually reminding us, when you say Alhamdulillah, when you express your gratitude to me, are you even aware of how many things you should be grateful for? Do you have any idea about the extent of control and the extent of support that I exercise in your existence? Now, from a mystical point of view, I think, remember how I asked you very early in course 3, or even I think at the end of course 2, to have only one belief. A mystic heart has one belief, and one only. And that belief is that the divine is perfect. Looking at imperfections, a mystic will see divine perfection. I hope that you understand, the implications of this statement. Somebody who looks around him or herself and questions the Creator in a negative way, questions the decree, the divine decree, questions the ups and downs of the time and space around him or her, has not yet stepped onto the path. That someone is still looking for the path. Because somebody who is on their path to the divine, no matter how early, one step, two steps, 100 steps, 1 mile, 2 miles, it's infinity. Whoever is on the path will never question the divine, will accept and surrender. Because he or she knows that the essence of gratitude is the essence of gratefulness and the essence of appreciation. and the essence of recognition of the divine hand in our existence is to accept the fact that the divine is perfect. The divine never makes mistakes. It is not possible. Just like Einstein said, God doesn't play dice with the universe. Nothing is by chance. Nothing is by chance. And by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabb. Rabb is a term that is all-encompassing, that is encapsulating all these qualities, all these attributes of the divine. Now, there are so many words that come out of Rabb. But one word that even Noman Ali Khan in his lecture, the short 5-6 minute session that I sent you, he mentions it, is tarbiyah. And tarbiyah means nurturing lovingly, and yet authoritatively. So exercising authority out of love. See how parents sometimes punish their children? But if they don't punish them, the parent knows that the child is going to run into trouble. That if I don't punish him today, tomorrow he's going to suffer because of this, this and this. The parent knows. Hence the parent undertakes some things that the child may see as negative, may see as unpleasant, may perceive as distasteful, may even resist. But the parent knows. And that is why the parent uses authority. Because the parent is responsible for the upbringing and for the development and for the nurturing of this child out of his or her love. Same is the example of the relationship of the divine to all of us, to all of his children. If I may use the term, I'm not using it in a blasphemous way, I hope. But this is the same relationship. So while we may perceive things as not right, as unpleasant, as too hard, as I don't like it, everything that happens to us is actually happening for us. We studied this in course one. You know, we are not, in the world, we are growing out of it. And that growth, that development requires the support and help and nurturing and nourishment that cannot come from anywhere but from the divine creator. Hence, the gratitude that we feel and the gratitude that we express has to be fully thought out, especially for mystics, because they are on a quest to connect to the divine, to reflect the divine. And it is not possible unless we understand the role that this divine creator has in our existence. And Rabb is a term that best describes the role that this divine creator has. To a great extent, I mean, the terms that come after it will describe that role as well. But this is, if you have to make a list of divine attributes, this has to be top of the list. This quality, this Rabb, this Rububiyat has to be top of the list. So when we say Alhamdulillah, we express, who is this Allah that we are grateful to, that we are recognizing, that we are appreciating, and that we want to be conscious of. That Allah is our Rabb. Just remember this term. apply it, use it, recognize it, and above all, be happy with it. Give thanks. Much love and dua. Salaam.